News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Within 24 hours, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. The number of infections climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the death toll climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump's opinion, who says that he takes an anti-malaria drug as a protection against the coronavirus. Mr. Trump made the revelation at a news conference that he had been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine to ward off the virus, despite the warnings of medical researchers that it has potentially fatal side effects. Cavuto, after the news conference, called the revelation stunning. The news anchor, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says people in vulnerable health should not follow the president's example. Cavuto's words carry weight because Fox is the network of choice for many of Mr. Trump's supporters. The WHO will conduct an independent evaluation of the global coronavirus response, and it will be launched as soon as possible. That's what was promised by Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus during a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, on Monday. He added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. U.S. President Donald Trump has fiercely questioned the WHO's performance during the pandemic and led international criticism of China's handling of the early stages of the crisis. This is VOA News. Britain expanded its testing scheme on Monday to allow anyone aged over 5 with COVID-19 symptoms to book a test to see if they have the virus. That's according to the health minister, Matt Hancock. Hancock also said the government had recruited 21,000 staff to work for its tracing system designed to find those who have had contact with someone who has the coronavirus. The expanded testing program and track and trace system are key parts of Britain's plan to move back to normalcy after a viral outbreak which has killed more than 40,000 people, according to government statistics. But Britain has already eased some of the restrictions implemented 8 weeks ago to limit the spread of the virus, but remains on high alert in case the rate of transmission begins to increase. If the number of cases continues to fall, Britain hopes to begin reopening schools and other parts of its shuttered economy over the coming months. Restaurant owners have given U.S. President Trump a dire accounting of the widespread damage from the coronavirus pandemic and how it's dealt a blow to the industry. They've asked him to tweak a loan program for small businesses to address their concerns. President put a hopeful spin on their situation, saying it's encouraging news on vaccines and treatments efforts could negate the bad news. President was in good spirits Monday, noting that the financial markets were up as states continued to loosen economic restrictions on businesses and following Moderna Inc.'s announcement of encouraging news and early work on vaccine development. U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham is scheduling a vote that would allow him to subpoena more than 50 current and former officials who were involved in the Justice Department's investigation of Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. President Donald Trump and his allies have launched a broad election year attack on the investigation as a deep state conspiracy. The list of people Graham wants to subpoena includes former FBI Director James Comey, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, and former CIA Director John Brennan. U.S. officials say that they have proven a link between the gunman and the deadly December attack at the Pensacola Naval Air Station and Al-Qaeda. The officials say the gunman, a Saudi Air Force officer, was meticulous in his planning and had been radicalized overseas for several years. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind, my mind. Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
I take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Let on the sun, this is a kitty kitty. Or camera footage, I know you're risky risky. This is much that smiles, the risky. Up and what's coming in, no chilly chilly.
Tell the chichi man them say when we slam we no want no problem. Cause any problem come my way, man, we gon' solve them. Lose your face when you see me in the club. Lose your face with me 10 woman them. Lose your face, master help and the beat. Lose your face, oh na na na.
Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Yeah, we go enjoy naya. Bass bossing say I don't tire. Yes, I make them jealous say them yes. Oh na na na, make them guess. I make them jealous say them yes.
And they wanna give a chance to ya, make me shine out. Cause anything we do na so wanna ya yeah, shine out. And they wanna give a chance to ya, make me shine out.
Shake your body,
Chasing Me by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with On Fait Comme Ça, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's On Fait Comme Ça right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll.
Je veux danser, fais-moi bouger mon âme. Je veux danser, fais-moi bouger.
mon amour. Polo kala, waka waka polo kala. Polo kala, waka waka polo kala. If you love to dance, come shake your body left to right. We here to party. Shake a bum bum, hey a bum bum. Shake a bum bum, wine to the floor. Oh yeah, go down, slow down, go down, wine to the floor. Too late.
By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Onfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
I'm Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that, Abeleba by Kobazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God. I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African beat on The Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Fighting for their own leadership, yeah. Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka
tupendane forever mpaka kufa
usiku nikipita Twitter mami na kukuta Twitter nikisema nikucheki Insta nakuta ushaposti picha
pesa zisikupe uchizi kiburi na kutudharau
wale tulokupa shavu sasa unatusahau.
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Van Der Heer.
You are listening to the African Beat on The Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC. And at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Van Der Heer.
You don't wonder why the people fall in love.
when it comes to lust, yeah, that's for sure. But when I get all these things around, girl like you, you the one that makes me smile, and it's true.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, "Hi, David Vandy on the Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that." And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, "Hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana, and that is Eugene, rapping drums by Flo Kingston in Ghana. Yes, rapping drums, beautiful music. But let's take Can We Stay Right Now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
All I do is win. say every man for himself, but I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean at your hearts, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. Love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win. My reply when they ask me about all of my achievements, hold your head high, pray to the sky, cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
By Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone, and Come We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
This is the way.